Blessed uprising, beautiful people. It's time to rise and shine. Whatever time it is and wherever you may be, rise in your power and shine your light. Welcome to the Fruits of Life podcast, where we recognize that life is a blessing and we consciously direct our thoughts, energy, and action to produce good fruits. I am your host, Empress Omega Fruits, and I welcome you to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe and share. Send any comments and questions. We look forward to hearing from you. You may find us at www.fruitsoflifeyoga.com. Email us at fruitsoflifeyoga@gmail.com. And if you so choose to, we would love to hear from you. Send in a review. Send in your comments. Feel free to share any information that you'd like us to share within this Fruits of Life podcast. Ask questions. Give me your feedback, your experience, so we can truly have an exchange. Look forward to speaking to you. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different with the format of our programming. We're going to incorporate the community corner later on in the program. So we're going to go into our topic today. There is such power in silence, and sometimes we don't really give it the attention that it needs, that you require, actually. So we're going to dive a little bit into the power in this silence and what you can actually gain from it. We'll also speak a little bit about electronics and technology and how this can be somewhat cumbersome, although very useful in today's society, in today's growing man, woman, child, right? And I have a special charge for you at the end of the program. So stay with me. I look forward to growing with you, look forward to building with you. And I look forward to hearing your reactions, your responses to this episode. So let's open up this dialogue. Let's open up this exchange so that we may be able to grow and build together. All right. And remember, you can always utilize the different techniques that I share throughout these different episodes. For example, the rule of four breathing, and you can tap into this later on when you listen to the charge that will come later on during this episode. You can utilize the rule of four, and I've gone into this in my previous episodes. We're just going to give you a nice little review. This is where you find yourself in a comfortable space, a comfortable seat, or laying completely flat, whether on a bed or on a mat. And you just first synchronize your breath and you notice where you are and where it is and how you feel. And when you get ready to move into the rule of four, you slowly inhale through the nose and you feel that cool air rising. And then you hold your breath at the peak of that inhalation without straining. And then you exhale through the nose once again, releasing the breath, and you'll feel your navel gently drawing toward your spine. And at the base of that exhalation, hold the breath once again. Four steps, the rule of four breathing. That's one cycle. And then continue again, inhaling through the nose, feeling that cool air rising toward the crown of your head, energy rising, vibration rising, holding the breath at the peak of that inhalation. And then exhaling slowly and gently, completely, your navel drawing through your toward your spine. You'll feel the warm air just really flowing through the rest of your body, and you'll feel that energy flowing throughout each limb of your body, holding the breath at the peak of that exhalation. That's another cycle. And then you can just proceed at your own pace, inhaling slowly and gently, rising your vibration, holding the breath at the peak, releasing through the nose, slowly and gently, navel drawing toward your spine, energy flowing warmly and igniting that fire within you, holding the breath at the base of that exhalation. That's another cycle. And you can go on until your heart's content. All right, that is the rule of four breathing within the Kemetic Yoga Skills Method. And we utilize this method within our movements, within our meditation, within our practice. So I look forward to seeing you on the mat, working with you on the mat, and vibing with you through these airwaves. All right, talk to you soon. Stay tuned, a whole lot more in store. Hetep, supreme peace. I understand that we tend to be very uncomfortable in our own silence. I understand that our world is filled with a lot of distractions, that we have technology and electronics surrounding us completely and almost entirely. The music is playing, TV is on, internet is running, game consoles are on. We have a lot of things going on. During this past couple of days, the conversation of being in silence and enjoying it has come up on a few occasions. And I have learned and observed that most folks are unable to be in the silence and enjoy it. We have this tendency of really filling in that space with music, with electronics, you know, with the internet. I mean, right now we have so much information and access at our very fingertips. We have YouTube University. We have Fire Sticks. You know, Xbox, PlayStation. We have Fortnite. Been hearing a lot of things about Fortnite lately. But even all of these different modes of technology and electronics have to have a place. We have to put these things in place. They cannot consume us. Why? Because it is very important for us to be able to be in silence and enjoy it, to appreciate it. Why? Because we are overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed with stress. We're overwhelmed with distraction. And we are, in essence, unable to be within ourselves and be able to hear our ancestors speak. We're unable to hear the universe reveal and even observe subtleties within our own body. We're unable to notice our heart beating. We're unable to realize what possibilities can reveal, what great ideas can reveal, because we're unable to be within that silence. And don't get me wrong, I see some folks really doing it up. You know, they're succeeding in their fields and they're doing their thing, and congratulations. I like to reflect on the fact that most successful people that I study or have heard speak on their daily life and how they have reached the place where they have finally reached at that point or this point in their lives, each and every one of them has admitted to devote some of their time to silence, whether that be by way of meditation, breath work, or some form of internal art which within its essence incorporates breath work and meditation. For example, Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, for example, Kemetic yoga specifically. And so I am here to remind you, to inform you, that if you incorporate a practice of at least 5 minutes a day, whether that be when you first open your eyes in the morning or right before you close your eyes before bed, I encourage you to, instead of jumping up out of bed and running to go do what you have to do, or instead of shutting off the TV or computer and going straight to the bed, take 5 minutes for yourself. And at first, it's going to be a little bit challenging. I have heard reports of people who tend to be filled with these, or tend to access these different forms of technology all the time, you know, whether they're listening to music, listening to a podcast, listening to a documentary, watching a movie, excuse me, watching a favorite series, playing their favorite game. I have heard and learned that when they shut these things down, their mind becomes overwhelmed, especially more mature folks. We're talking about adults now, right? Their mind becomes overwhelmed with to-do lists, concerns, worries, fears, bills. And so they're unable to be within that silence. So I encourage for you to, I encourage you to make a practice, a habitual and consistent practice that you separate at least 5 minutes a day, right before you jump on out of bed, and maybe also before you go to bed. Separate a space for yourself. You can even do it laying down in your bed or in a comfortable favorite seat. If you like to light a candle, light a candle. If you like to burn an incense, burn an incense. If you like diffusing oil, diffuse some oil. And be in your silence and just notice your breath. Breathe comfortably and naturally and just be within that space. And as thoughts pass through your mind, allow them to float on by. And I like to give the illustration of each thought being like a leaf in the fall. And as you breathe out, that leaf flows on with the wind, with the breath. And it moves along. So you're able to see the leaf. You're able to notice its colors. You're able to notice its shape even as you inhale. And then when you exhale, you notice it move along. Just as your thoughts will go on and move along to create space for the Creator to speak to you. I was speaking in a church the other day and I was expressing that prayer is when you speak to God, right? And meditation is when you listen. That's why I said a moment ago, that is when the ancestors can even speak to you. So however you regard God or the Supreme Being or Source, that is the space in which you can receive, where just dynamic experiences can reveal, where your magnificent ideas can develop and speak to you, where your wonderful inventions can reveal. I have found, well, it really has been proven. There are studies upon studies that show and prove that we're really suffering. You know, people in our communities are really suffering, among African Americans, among the Spanish speaking population as well. The heart disease is high, mostly, and the highest percentages are found among African American and black communities. So we're really suffering. Our heart is really suffering. And stress, if you haven't heard already, is that silent killer. Heart disease, high blood pressure. These are issues, diseases that we can prevent. There have been studies where transcendental meditation had been utilized in groups of people that accessed it or practiced it twice a day, and there has been evidence showing that their levels of heart disease have lowered. Their quality of life has increased. Stress levels have decreased. Meditation promotes a level of self-awareness and self-love. It promotes focus, clarity, and concentration. It really enables you to be comfortable within yourself because you're promoting a healthy lifestyle. I encourage you to take some time for yourself. Oftentimes we're giving. We are so giving, and we are so giving. And so giving oftentimes that we tend to give so much that we wind up drained and overwhelmed. Whether you're a mother, whether you're a father, a caretaker, even our children are stressing these days with park tests and sports and their academics and their responsibilities at home. They're not even going outside as much as they used to. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, our children used to be outside a lot. Excuse me. So we are all suffering of the heart and suffering of things that we can prevent. from the youngest to the eldest, just take 5 minutes a day to help yourself, to love yourself, to give to yourself what nobody else can give you. You can't buy this. Nobody can give it to you. You can't wrap it up and receive it. Like, it doesn't happen like that. You know, you give so much time to work, to your employer, even to your own business. You give time to your family, to your husband, to your wife, to your children, to your extended family, to going shopping, to preparing food, to eating, to gaming, to surfing the net, right? To partying, to drinking, to whatever it is that you do out there. You give so much time to being with your friends, with your brothers, with your sisters, the organizations you're involved with charities, with church, with so much. You give so much. Recognize how much you give, but also recognize that you cannot give from an empty cup. Your cup must be filled. You must have something in your cup to give. And so what are you doing to fill your cup? Just taking 5 minutes a day to fill your cup, to release, to allow your mind to clear, to allow things to be organized in your mind in such a way that you're able to actually get things done more efficiently and more effectively. To allow yourself time to, again, receive from the Creator, receive from your ancestors, even allow your own spirit to speak. Allow that reflection, that introspection, that elevation. Yeah. It is a beauty and it is a joy and it is truly a gift because it allows you to be in the present moment. And that present moment is the only moment that you can truly affect. The past is gone. We think about the past or we live in the past. We are really living in a state of worrying, constant worry, concern. And then the future hasn't even happened yet. I understand we could set our goals and we can make plans, but it hasn't happened yet. So we're concerned about the future too. We're concerned and worried about what's going to be, what's going to happen, what am I going to do? The only time you could really, truly, truly affect is right now, this very moment. Right now. What are you going to do with it? Appreciating the very moment and being present in the very moment allows you to express gratitude, allows you to recognize, observe, to take in what is happening around you and to be present. That is the gift. Like, what a beautiful thing in the English language. Oftentimes, there's so many discrepancies in the English language. But with this one right here, the present is so beautiful. Because it also is a present, a gift, a beautiful gift, right? So the tools that we can use, such as quiet space and tapping into our breath, can so truly help you, can so truly reduce those stress levels. Can so truly enhance your immune system because that stress, it is a killer. It breaks down your system like a serious villain. And so, again, I encourage you, allow yourself just that time, just 5 minutes on a regular basis. And when you really begin to feel it and enjoy it and appreciate it, you'll see that that time begins to extend and expand and you'll truly appreciate and receive the benefits of it all. You might want to do it some more, you know? You might want to, you know, just begin to incorporate more positive or healthy lifestyle changes, habits that will promote longevity, will improve your quality of life because you have one vessel. And as far as I know, You're living this time, this life, right now. I don't know about coming again. There's theories, there's mythologies, there's philosophies, but in this flesh that you are walking in right now, this is your opportunity to maximize it. Tomorrow is not here and it is not promised to no one. Make your right now the best it can ever be. Don't allow that time to pass in electronics, in gaming, in surfing the net, in online dating. Watch it. Okay? In listening to music all day long. You know, don't allow everything else to feed you. Feed yourself. Right? Don't allow everything else to direct your attention. Be the one who directs it. Navigate your ship. That's the beauty of meditation. It puts you in that control seat. And you're not influenced by nobody else. You wear that hat, that captain hat, and you wear it right. You know, but in all seriousness, I'm really sharing this with you out of love. You know, it's something that was born out of the meditation, Soulful Sunday meditation class we recently had. Beautiful expressions, beautiful experiences, beautiful exchanges. And this was just part of the conversation. Let's enjoy the silence. Let's be in it and appreciate it. And trust, there were some other things that came up within the reasoning, within the reflection after class that I'm going to feed into another episode. It's good stuff, let me tell you. I appreciate every soul, every person, male, female, that has come into my classes to in exchange, right? To enjoy this reciprocal giving and exchanging, giving and receiving, right? Because after our classes, we have such beautiful builds, some beautiful reasonings. It's just dynamic. And I really appreciate you all for giving. All right, so set an intention, make a decision, allow the mind to guide your action, set aside some time to love yourself up, to return to yourself. To commune with yourself. To commune with source. Because you are a living vessel. Energy is everywhere. Let's activate. Let's get grounded and elevate. Today's affirmation is an African proverb. You may have heard this somewhere before. And it goes, when there is no enemy within, the enemy outside cannot hurt you. Once again, when there is no enemy within, the enemy outside cannot hurt you. What you got to say about that? What do you think about when you hear such a thing? What does it mean, no enemy within? How is there no enemy within my body, my temple? What? Self-hate? You ever heard about that? What? And self-love? Where is the balance there? What are you holding? What are you cultivating within yourself? Are you loving yourself up? Are you giving yourself what you need to nourish and strengthen your mind, your body, your spirit? What is this self-love thing? Huh? Am I my own enemy? Like they say, you know, I'm my own worst critic. Who said that before? Anybody in the crowd? Anybody listening? Who has said that before? So are you your own worst enemy? And how can you beat that person down? How can you get rid of that person that is his or her own enemy? How can you overcome that person? How do you become that one that loves you first? Huh? Let's build. Let me hear what you got to say about it. So here we have it again. African proverb of the day. When there is no enemy within, the enemy outside cannot hurt you. Talk to me. Today's community corner is dedicated to 5 minutes. Yes, 5 minutes That is all you need. 5 minutes to take to yourself, to take for yourself, to sit down in a very comfortable position, to lay down in a very comfortable position, however is most comfortable for you. You decide. They are your 5 minutes. And get in tune with your breath. Move all the electronics aside. Turn off all distractions. Really get in to you for 5 minutes. These beautiful 5 minutes is all that you need, and it's waiting for you to take it, to grab hold of it, to really explore it, to breathe in it, to feel in it, to explore in it, to discover in it. 5 minutes, these beautiful 5 minutes is all you need, and it's waiting for you to come and capture it. And I charge you to go ahead and get those 5 minutes and take it into your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, in your body, and relish in it. Dive into it, swim in it, savor it, really enjoy it, and tell me all about it. And then again, I challenge you, 7 days, 5 minutes a day, and do what you can with it. Be in it, relax in it, release in it. Exhale in it. Yes. And if you feel so free to do so, tell me about the experience. Write to me. Express how it was. What did you think? What did you feel? What did you experience? What did you explore? What did you discover? Was it difficult? Was it easy? Did you want to stay longer? Were you restless? So much can happen in just 5 minutes, and so much can reveal in 5 minutes. And it's all it is. These beautiful 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes for you and your beautiful self, your beautiful body, to pour into your cup. Tell me about it. Does your cup overflow? Yes. Does your cup overflow within that 5 minutes? Does it grow? Does it overflow? Let me know what the experience is like. Talk to me. Email me. Message me. Question me. Let's talk. 5 minutes. What happens in your life in those 5 minutes that you dedicate to yourself? Yes, I'm excited and I'm very passionate. I know you hear it in my voice throughout this episode, because I'm serious about your health. I'm serious about your healing and mental well-being. So I really hope that you've received some tools that are useful for you in your life. And if you have not done so already, please subscribe, rate, and review this program, so that we can keep doing what we're doing and spreading the word to as many people as possible. All right. So I hope you stay well, be well, breathe deeply, be in that breath, feel the breath. You already know. All right. So be in peace and love. Peace and blessings.